So today, I'm not gonna even... Let's just cut the shit. Yet last night was the presidential debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And I am shocked as to how it all went down. I'm shocked with their behavior on just national TV. I'm just embarrassed for this country in general. I really don't know what's happening anymore. We're facing a pandemic, and not only that, the two guys that we have to choose on being president are complete fuckwads. And let's just get into this episode, shall we? Presidential debate 2020. God, what a fucking shit show. Okay, so I think it's fair for me to put out my opinion on what my politics are, because politics and media seem to always take this streamlined one way. You are either Republican or Democrat kind of it's a strange time, because you are either Republican or Democrat, and quite frankly, that's just not the way I like to pick someone, you know? But unfortunately, as of right now, I am being forced to choose a side, which I hate, because I hate both goddamn sides. I think both of them are fucking idiots. And I like to consider myself a independent. I have some opinions on both sides. I do believe that Americans should handle guns, but I also believe that guns should be mandated in some regulation so that guns don't end up in the wrong hands, because it's not the people who own the guns. Gun owners are pretty responsible, from what I've seen personally in my experience with people, are pretty responsible. It's those who get the guns illegally and do stuff like shoot schools up or just wave their gun around in the air claiming that they're an American and they can do whatever the fuck they want. Those are the people who are the real threat. I believe in legalizing marijuana. I believe in legalizing gay marriage, obviously, because I would like to get married one of these days. I just believe in rights as a person, and responsible citizens upholding those kind of rights and freedoms. And I also believe that the police should be fucking defunded, because they get so much money in already as it is, and they cannot, those are the kind of people who should not be responsible with guns. There was a post I saw that basically said I had to go, and to be a doctor I had to go in for like this many amount of years. I think it was like 8 or 6 or 12 or something. I don't know the doctor program, but basically they had to spend many years learning how to be a doctor, and then they had to train in a hospital to be a doctor, and then they could be a doctor once they have shown that they can indeed save lives. And I think police officers should do the same. I think they should at least take like 6 or 7 years to go to school and learn how to be a police officer, and then they can finally be given the right to be the police officer, an employee to the citizens in which they protect. But instead, it's an 8 month kind of, I don't even know how long the training program is, but it's like a various amount of months, And if you can run fast enough and be able to take down the person quickly enough, then you're deemed a police officer, and then congratulations, here's your gun, here's your badge, go get him, champ. And that system doesn't work anymore for two reasons. Because one, it's completely irresponsible. And two, you're giving people this power that they are misusing. And to those who say that police officers have the back, that just makes things worse. Because then everyone who's a police officer can just get away with shit. And then the good officers, quote unquote, who are trying to make a difference in the system that they work in, are getting fired, and then no one is hearing them anymore. There are a few stories of police officers that I've seen on Twitter talking about how they reported these officers who were misusing their power, and then they, the ones who reported this officer, got a warning saying that we don't do that here in this police station. So he did it again, and then he got fired. So it's really a massive shit show when it comes to police officers and stuff. But I think I'm getting off of topic a little. God, fuck the police right now. They're supposed to be protecting us, and I don't know about you, but I've never felt safe around a police officer in my life. Even though I am very light-skinned and I do have white privilege, I don't feel safe with police officers. I don't feel like they ever have done their job right. But that's another episode. Right now I'm looking at the news, and all I could see for election 2020, and it's all about the president, is a nightmare right now. Let's click on the first one, which is by the Daily Beast, and the title is Putin's Piglet. Russian media admits Trump lost the debate. He did. He lost that debate hardcore. All right. So the article goes, the first debate between U.S. President Donald J. Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden was devoured with eager anticipation all over the world. But top Kremlin propagandists and state media experts came away disappointed, reluctantly acknowledging that Biden managed to wipe the floor with his loudmouth opponent. Can I also say, just a little side note, how incredibly wild it is to still say U.S. President Donald J. Trump. It doesn't seem like it's still real to me. And this happened 4 years ago. It's so weird still saying President Donald J. Trump, because Donald J. Trump was a businessman. He was a terrible entrepreneur / businessman who, I don't even know. A big talker on Wall Street and New York, but everyone kind of saw him as this clown. And the family that he comes from is just full of disgusting people as well. They the whole family's a nightmare, to be quite honest. But it is kind of weird still saying Donald J. Trump, as he's our president. Because it's this man had a reality show 6 years ago, The Celebrity Apprentice. And no one seems to remember the numerous times that Trump had to file for bankruptcy because one of his, endeavors... went down in a fiery pit of hell. Let's continue on with the article, though. Russian state media TV show 60 Minutes played a compilation of what they seemingly consider to be Trump's greatest hits of the night, consisting of the incumbent's tasteless insult of his opponent. The host and some of the experts heartily laughed along in an attempt to support Trump's cringeworthy performance, resembling a squad of miscreants gathered at Dr. Evil's lair. Their exaggerated cackling came off as forced and unnatural, falling short of the desired effect. Donald Trump said some fucked up shit in the debate. I watched part of the debate, but the one part that I really didn't get to see in its full glory, I saw a clip of it, was Donald Trump calling Joe Biden's son, who had been fighting drug addiction, a loser. And that's not even the worst part, because Joe Biden's other son is, he's dead. He's dead. And Donald Trump called the veterans losers. And that is a harsh combination when you find out that Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, is dead. And even after the debate, Biden tweeted out a picture of him and Beau Biden with the caption that says, "My son is not a loser." And oh my god, that was heartbreaking. Even to those who aren't parents, or who never want to be parents, or, you know, they have a pet or something. Like, they understand that having someone basically indirectly call your son, your dead son, a loser, that's hard. That's hard. That's like someone calling your dead mom, basically like a bad cook. Like, if you have a mother that, like, you loved with all your heart, and you just, you're so stricken with grief when she passed away, and then for someone to come around and be like, "Your mom was a fucking piece of shit," that's just not even cool, man. You can't do that. That's so fucked up. I just would never want to do that to another human being, even if it's Joe Biden, someone who I just don't fucking like either. That's not the first thing that comes to my mind. The first thing that comes to my mind with Joe Biden is, oh, Joe Biden, he's looking a little rough. He looks like he's about to drop dead if he thinks about Reese's Pieces too hard. It's just, you don't say that to other people. Okay. Let's keep going with this terrible, terrible, terrible debate. In spite of their best efforts, Moscow's mouthpieces had to concede that the debate was nowhere near the finest hour for their preferred candidate. The host of Russia's 60-minute, Evgeny Popov, conceded, "All the while we've been thinking that Biden is feeble, but it turns out he isn't. He was able to handle the debate well and acted in an absolutely normal way." For the Russians, Trump's allies, the Russians, to say that he lost the debate, ooh, that's some biting commentary on their behalf. For the Russians who were voting and rooting for Donald Trump to say that he straight up lost, that's how you know it's real. Like, he lost. I didn't even know that there was a winner in these debates. I guess there is, because it is a debate, but I don't really actually think about it that way. I just think about it as two assholes who are trying to win over the American people. And really, that's what America has become, basically. It's just a popularity contest. I remember when Trump was when I found out Trump won, I couldn't understand how he had won, because according to the polls, he didn't win. He won I don't even know what the fuck it is, the electoral vote, there it is, but he didn't win the popular vote. But, like, what the fuck is the point of the popular vote? What is the point of what is the point of us even voting if it means, like, that it doesn't matter in the end? The little butt wipes in fucking Congress who vote for these ass wipes, if these people are choosing who's president, why the fuck does our voice even matter? Like, it just pisses me off that he won the electoral vote, whatever the fuck that even goddamn means. And then Clinton lost because they didn't put enough votes in the electoral college for her. Like, are you serious? What about our votes? It's, according to what I'm seeing, the statistics, the popular vote for Trump was 62 million, close to 63 million. While Clinton's was 65 million, close to 66 million. She had a strong 3 million vote lead in the popular votes, and yet she still lost. And honestly, the only reason I don't think Trump needed to be president is because he was a failed businessman. And the way he was talking about how he was going to make America great again was he was going to run the country like a business. But as we can see now from how he's been running the country, that's exactly how he ran the country, is like his businesses. And need I remind you, this is the same man who went bankrupt various times because of his failed businesses. How many times did Trump declare bankruptcy? There it is. Business career of Donald Trump. That's the only thing that kept me from actually voting for Donald Trump, is the fact that he presented himself in the same way he always does, as this very, very famous, personal, like, businessman who decided, you know what, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to show all those idiots in Congress that if I can do it, anyone can do it. But he couldn't do it. Because it says here, although Trump has never filed for personal bankruptcy, hotels and casino businesses of his have declared bankruptcy six times between 1991 and 2009 due to its inability to meet required payments and to negotiate debt with banks, owners of stock and bonds and various small businesses, unsecured creditors. So straight up, his businesses went down because they couldn't get their shit together. So even though, yes, Trump has never actually declared personally bankrupt, his businesses have. Like, most of his businesses have gone down the crapper. And he wants to run America like this? Well, congratulations. You Trump supporters got your wish. He's running the country exactly like he ran his businesses. Down the fucking ground. And I hope you're happy. I really do hope you're happy, because this might be one of the worst families to ever grace the White House. This is probably one of the worst presidents I've seen so far to grace the White House. And don't get me wrong. Oh, do not get me wrong. The past presidents we've had have also been pieces of shit. I don't like anyone who's been actually running this fucking country. No, not even Obama. I'm not even gonna lie. Because although he was the first black president, and that is such a historic moment, the fact that he didn't do anything to help the immigration doesn't help either. He was still having border control around, the same border control, let's just look up the Border Patrol founding. Let's see. United States Border Patrol. I never understood the whole point of Border Patrol. 96 years ago. 96 years ago. This is fucking stupid. Okay. quite a while. Not one of these presidents ever actually did anything to help immigrants who were trying to find sanction. It was so weird because America is supposed to be like, come to our country, let us help you, and you can help us create a better economy for everyone. But instead, the United States has this twisted, fucked up theory that if we have anyone outside of our country come in, then it will destroy us all from the inside, like a fucking virus infecting its host. But the fact of the matter that most of the jobs that require intense labor, like picking avocados for you to buy at the grocery store, are done by illegal immigrants who immigrate from Central America and Mexico, really, it just shows how fucking racist America has been all this time. And it's just, I hate the fact that neither Clinton or Bush or Obama or Trump or any of these fuckers have done anything to alleviate the system in which illegal immigrants come to America and try to make their lives a little bit easier. Because it's not a problem about illegal immigrants. It's just a racist fucking problem that we have. And it just frustrates me. The fact that no president has been able to make the process in which to become an American citizen a lot easier after, when was this fucking shit created? Since May 28th, 1924. It has been 96 years, almost a century, and no one can get it right. No one can get it right. And don't even get me started on the goddamn economy. The economy has been going down since, I don't even know when, since 1924. It seems like it just doesn't matter who's in office, America is going down the shithole. And honestly, I'm really starting to believe that America is not going to be able to, is not going to see the year 4000. Like, we are going to be, and we're going to be gone. We are going to turn into, like, the Ottoman Empire. We're just going to be extinct. That's it for us. Because, in truth of the matter, I don't believe that America has the balls nor the unity to remain a great country. But America has never been really that great, has it? Only if you were white. Because apparently everyone who is a person of color, or even resembles a person of color, can just straight fuck themselves. Like, people of color built this land, but not in the patriotic way that the history books make us seem to think. Black people being enslaved, Native American people being basically fucking raped and killed for the land, and then just Mexican people being deemed scum of the earth for wanting a better life for their children. And then, like, oh god, the Chinese folks. God, the imprisonment camps that happened in America for, let's just look that up real quick. Chinese POW camps in the United States. Prisoners of war camps. That's what they are. Yep. Let's see. The Civil War camps. World War II. Internment of Japanese Americans. Let's see. Okay, so I finally found it. It is the Japanese internment camps in America. Internment of Japanese Americans. The internment of Japanese Americans in the United States during World War II was the forced relocation and incarceration in concentration camps in the western interior of the country of about 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry, most of who lived on the Pacific coast. This is the one I was talking about. So after World War II, America basically rounded up all these Japanese folks and basically put them in concentration camps. And then later decided that they could actually just be... Oh, here it is. Roosevelt authorized Executive Order 9066 issued on February 19th, 1942, which allowed regional military commanders to designate military areas from which any or all person may be excluded. Although the executive order did not mention Japanese Americans, this authority was used to declare that all people of Japanese ancestry were required to leave Alaska and the military exclusion zones from all of California and parts of Oregon, Washington, and Arizona, except for those in government camps. Internment was limited to those of Japanese ancestry, but included a relatively smaller number, still totaling well over 10,000 of people of Germany and Italian ancestry, and Germans deported from Latin America to the U.S. They just, like, basically, if you're not from here, go fuck yourself. Is basically the whole thing. You really just have to be, like, even if you're born on American soil, you still get fucked over because you still have to deal with the racism that people fucking give you. And it just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. America is a fucking melting pot, or so people consider it. It's a melting pot of just people from all corners of the world, all walks of earth. And you think that you're better than anyone else? In fact, you're making yourself look worse than you are. American racism. Okay, so let's talk about the candidates. Okay, let's talk about the candidates for a second. Trump versus Biden. You know what? I was gonna look up the pros and cons between Trump and Biden, but I decided I don't give a fuck about that, and I'm just gonna give you my personal pros and cons and what I think between Trump and Biden and who I would choose between the two. So let's start off with Trump. The Republican side is Donald J. Trump, who is our president for some ungodly reason. You know how I feel about President Trump. I think President Trump is not suited to be president. He doesn't have enough political experience. He may have a lot of business experience, but it doesn't seem like that business experience is paying off for him in the Oval Office. Our economy has kind of gone to shit. He refuses to help the American people during this pandemic. He refused to believe that the pandemic was real. He has not been the most efficient president, as I can see. And he's just a massive idiot who doesn't listen to anyone, not even the scientists, talking about climate change. The last thing that I saw about climate change was a scientist talking about if they don't do anything soon, then there's going to be nothing they can do to reverse the effects of climate change. And Trump's response to that was, it's going to get cold. Don't worry about it. It's going to get cold. Well, if we don't do anything now, there ain't going to be a cold or a winter. Not going to be able to feel or sense the cold anymore, because we're going to be burnt off the face of the earth. And mind you, saving the planet does not mean saving the planet. The planet will be fine. It's us who will die, and every living organism, except those who can live in very, very, very hot areas, like the microbes in Yellowstone National Park. But us, the ones who are sensitive to heat and light, if we don't do anything soon, we're all fucked. The earth will be fine. The earth will survive. We will be gone. So that's my side. That's my opinion on Trump. My opinion on Biden is that he is a creepy, old, senile, but I guess that you can put that for both the candidates right now. Biden seems to have some political experience. He seems to stand up to Trump, which is, I don't really give a fuck about that. I think Trump is senile. I think Biden is senile. I don't want either one of these guys running my country, because on one side, Trump looks like he is about to swat a fly and accidentally nuke North Korea. And on the other side, Biden might accidentally give the nuclear codes to a McDonald's worker at 8 a.m. They're both senile. They're both insane. They're both pedophiles. But if I had to choose a side, which I'm reluctantly having to do as of today, I'm just going to have to go with Biden. Because he, at least the Democrats, actually give a shit about gay rights and people of color. Even though they do it in very fucking stupid ways. Like painting Black Lives Matter murals instead of using that money to help organizations like the Black Lives Matter movement, or helping people of color who are homeless, or the vets who are homeless, or helping to create more jobs for people who are struggling. It's just really, really weird how the Dems and politicians are using money that can actually help people to show that they want to help people. Like creating stupid shit like these murals, which that money can be used to just help people in general, instead of being like, we support you, instead of actually supporting them. Do something. Don't just talk. Walk the walk, too. Or like Nancy Pelosi kneeling with fellow politicians who were wearing kente cloths. Like, what the fuck is that going to do? It's not going to do anything. If you want to actually be an ally to Black people and people of color, you need to start changing the infrastructure that the government is working on. And that includes law enforcement and dispatchers and anything that can help reduce the amount of violence in areas, because truly the violence is not coming out of nowhere. Black people and people of color have been oppressed, and this is a pot that's been boiling over. You just decided that you felt how hot the pot is, and you decided to try to throw the pot outside. But it's still going to be boiling. It's still going to be boiling, and all you can do about it is help cool down the pot by stopping what is making the pot boil. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? What I'm basically trying to say is that if you listen to what Black people and people of color are trying to say, like, stop killing us, like they did with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and Sandra Bland. You know, those people were just, they had their lives taken away. And mind you, Breonna Taylor's murderers, who are, they're also cops and have cop immunity. The officers who broke into Breonna Taylor's house shot her to death and arrested her boyfriend for pulling a weapon on the police officers. I'm not sure if it was a handgun, but it was a weapon. It was a gun, because the police broke into their house and he got arrested for pulling a gun on the cops. And all these fuckers have said is because it's in self-defense. It's in self-defense. Which, I have a remedy for that. Go to school for 4 years and learn how to not accidentally kill someone. And these officers who are crying about how hard they have it in life, they do not have it hard in life. They don't. They get paid well. They have a lot of coverage, like dental insurance and all this shit. and they have a basically a family that can support them and back them up whenever they accidentally murder someone. And I'm using accidentally murder in a very sarcastic way, because you have a gun, you have a responsibility to that gun and to the people. Well, not just the, well, not the gun, but you know what I'm saying. You have to be responsible with that gun when you're in public. You can't just pull it out when the black woman that you pulled over tries to get something out of her bag and you think it's a weapon. You can't do that. No. Like, and even if she had a weapon, you're protected by all the Kevlar you're wearing. And you're quote-unquote trained to handle the situation. But as we've seen in the past, since the 1800s, you people who say that you are protecting the people cannot do your job as quote-unquote instructed. You abuse your power, you get away with anything, and you just don't give a fuck. And back to the presidential debate, because I know I'm getting off topic. It was between Trump and Biden. I don't think I've ever seen a worse train wreck in my entire life. And I really, really am hoping that something does change in the system. And I'm tired. You know, there's a pandemic still going on. People are thinking it's not real. People are still dying every single day. And people still refuse that this pandemic is real. People have said that they think that the pandemic is caused by 5G, that it is a hoax, that the government is fucking pulling on us. And every time I hear something like that, I'm like, if you really think that the government is against you, why aren't you doing something about it? It's like when I hear the case of white people get attacked by police too, so it's not racist. Okay, if it's not racist, why aren't you still getting mad about it? Someone is being arrested for something they didn't do, and all you could say to that is the fact that they are not black. Instead of being like, they did nothing wrong, we should fight for that person. And you know who's fought for those people? The Black Lives Matter movement, which is the true irony of the situation. If a white man gets arrested and he is tried for something he did not do, the Black Lives Matter movement is going to be there for him. And meanwhile, the fellow white people are going to be like, see, it's not racist. He's white and the cops are doing their job too. You're not mad about the fact that the cops just arrested an innocent man? Like, you're really not mad. You just missed the whole damn point. You missed the whole point trying to prove that you're not racist, when in fact, just makes you even more racist, because you're deflecting the situation away from the matter at hand. A white man gets arrested for something doing wrong, and you're just deflecting the fact that that person isn't white. You're a clown. You're a fucking clown. And I just can't handle you anymore. You know, I think I'm going to end this episode here. I told you guys that I would do a political opinion episode sooner or later. It's just, it's hard for me to talk about this stuff because it directly affects me. It affects the lower income person who these politics are saying that they're trying to defend, when I haven't seen a goddamn thing happen. I have not. There's only been one stimulus check, and we've gone through it. You know, now that everything is digital, I have to have a phone to keep in contact with people and my job. I have to have internet, and I have to have food, clothing, water, electricity. That shit adds up. And all anyone can think to say is, we have to help. We have to help the American people. And then bicker about why it's so hard to help the American people instead of fucking doing shit. And there are politicians who are doing shit, and I'm very thankful for them. But our government is a circus. And I'm not fucking paying the admission to see that shit anymore. But I'm gonna end the episode now before I get even more pissed about it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember, if you like my episodes, you can find me on various platforms, which I will find right now, because I always forget every episode. I can never remember them all, because there's an entire goddamn list, and I don't feel like memorizing all these motherfuckers. So, let's see. No, not podcast settings. Alright, so you can find me on Anchor.fm, which is the main home for the Rotten Rainbow podcast, or you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Stitcher. And you can find me anywhere where podcasts are broadcast, except maybe for Pandora. I need to talk to Pandora about getting my podcast on the Rotten Rainbow podcast, but you can find me on basically any other platform. And I hope that I'll be able to put my episodes on YouTube so people can take a listen. And really, thank you so much, guys, for listening and supporting me. This is going to be the 56th episode of the Rotten Rainbow podcast. And it's still 2 years in the making. 2 years in the making. That's incredible. Thank you so much, guys, for your support. And I'll see you in the next episode. See you later.